This is a podcast brought to you by The Straits Times and The Business Times.
Welcome to Money Hacks, a podcast series by The Straits Times and The Business Times, where we offer tips for the newcomer to the financial investment scene. I'm Ernest Lewis, and today we are with Bhaskar Prabhakara, chief and co-founder of Singapore-based startup WeInvest. Hi, Bhaskar. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ernest. Glad to be here.
So tell us, Bhaskar, what is WeInvest and what makes it so special in this industry?
Thanks, Ernest. We are an end-to-end digital wealth as a service provider, which means that we provide an end-to-end platform which covers the technology, the financial models which support all the investment strategies, the operations, and the infrastructure to run a robo-advisory or any kind of digital wealth business. And we provide this service as a white label service to a variety of financial institutions, banks, brokerage houses, asset managers, so on and so forth. What makes us special is the fact that I think we've brought a lot of these components together. Most of the other providers in this space either provide the technology or sometimes the investment strategies. We've kind of put together the whole list of services which you need to kind of compile to run a digital wealth business. And we run it as a service. And we're completely open architecture, so we get a lot of investment portfolios and strategies and ideas from a variety of financial institutions across the world. Okay. And we provide that to our clients.
So if I'm a customer, I do not go directly to you?
No.
Okay.
So what we do is we, for example, launched with a couple of financial institutions here with OCBC. We launched OCBC Robo Invest in late August. And with CIMB, we launched a CIMB eWealth kind of platform again in September. So you would have to go to those institutions and the portals there to access our platform.
Right, Bhaskar. So in August, WeInvest announced a collaboration with OCBC Bank to launch OCBC Robo-Invest.
Yep.
So who should use this robo-investing platforms? You know, is it for the newbie? Is it for the experienced investor? What is OCBC Robo-Invest actually?
Well, it's a simplified investment process for anyone who wants to go on there. There are actually two different kinds of journeys. One is for a new investor who potentially has not done much before.
Right.
And therefore, he could go and kind of look at what potential risk or appetite he has. And based on that, he would effectively get a couple of suggested portfolios or investment ideas for him, of which he could pick the right one and then go ahead and invest. For a more sophisticated investor, they get access to a wide variety of portfolios, which not only include long-term investment ideas, but a lot of thematic baskets. And these thematic baskets are maybe more short to medium term, but more relatable ideas, which are very specific to certain, let's say, sectors or themes you can understand and relate with.
Okay, we'll flesh that out soon. And what if I'm a 30-year-old professional? I have a few investment options already. And I understand that the minimum to start with the OCBC's robo-invest program is $3,500. What makes this experience different from actually having a personal financial advisor or something like that?
Yeah. I think there are two or three very clear differences. The first is the fact that a lot of financial advisors end up offering you mutual fund-based product ideas. There's a lot of inefficiency hidden within the cost structure of a mutual fund. A lot of people don't know that there's a management fee, sometimes of up to 2.5 to 3%, which is deducted on an annual basis out of the monies, and it just gets factored into the price. So you really don't see it unless you understand how a product works.
Yeah. And if you're a newbie, you might not know all of this.
You wouldn't know all of that. And it's also become very common for to charge an upfront sales charge or a commission by the advisor when you buy in a mutual fund or a product of mutual funds, which could also be anywhere from almost 0.5, 1, 1.5 to even 2.5, 3%. The idea here is to make investing as an experience much more simplified, much more efficient, and low cost. And that's primarily what a robo-investing experience should primarily do to you. You should be able to either go and look at a certain goal which you want to invest towards and be able to identify how much you need for that, and then be suggested a portfolio which could help you achieve that goal, or be able to go and look at, hey, based on my appetite for risk and variations in the value of my investment, what kind of portfolios are suitable to me, and that should get managed automatically in an efficient way where I keep getting updates as to what's happening with my portfolio, what's the algorithm recommending to buy or sell,
right,
so that I have a sense of control over the portfolio of what I'm investing in.
Okay.
And at the end of the day, it should also be low cost than the other options out there.
That's what we'd like to hear here on Money Hacks. And can you flesh out some of the thematic portfolios that are available? I understand they suit various appetites. Say I'm a low risk kind of person, or I'm a medium risk kind of person. How many portfolios does OCBC RoboInvest have?
I think we have over 28 different portfolios which are in the thematic baskets kind of range out there. Again, there are different kinds of portfolios. Some of my personal favorites are very sector slash what you call concept specific. Let's take Yummy, which invests in chocolate snacks.
Tell us about your favorites.
So Yummy invests in chocolate snacks and coffee companies, right? So you could have Hershey's to Kellogg's to a lot of different kind of other food-based companies, which I believe are an evergreen kind of a
So I
a
can
concept.
Invest in this?
You could invest in this.
Okay.
Now, it's very difficult to go and find a mutual fund which kind of tries and gives you something like that. And
it sounds maybe yummy.
On the other hand, there are other what you call baskets like U.S. technology leaders. Now, I'm obviously a tech believer or a big believer in the expanding reach of technology and how
we're
it's
talking about the Facebooks, the Googles. And
yes,
all
it could also be underlying providers like Qualcomm.
Yes,
right, which
you
don't potentially know about. You potentially see only the biggies like the Apple and the Facebooks and Googles or Alphabet. But there are a lot of other great tech companies which either are doing great work at the semiconductor level or in services like an Oracle or Accenture, or there could be product companies or platform companies. So it kind of takes in a whole basket of them. Similarly, there are other for slightly more balanced or conservative investors. We have a basket called Cash is King. Singapore Cash is King.
Okay, I like the sound of that.
Basically, invests in companies which have very stable cash flows, high dividend yields, and therefore are very, very stable cash-intensive old businesses.
So this portfolio is called Cash is King?
Yes.
Okay, that's interesting. Now, if you're liking these Money Hacks so far, do subscribe to Money Hacks on Apple's podcast app, on Google Podcasts, or even on Spotify, and like us and give us a rating, okay? Now, back to understanding more about OCBC's RoboInvest scheme. So, Bhaskar, you were talking to us about the Cash is King portfolio. Is that interesting for someone with a lower risk appetite?
Yeah. Yes. Mm. I mean, as I said, the Singapore Giants, which again has some of the best names in Singapore, high market cap. Again, we go through what's called a very quantitatively intensive selection process.
Mm-hmm.
We call it the QVM methodology, which looks at the quality of stock, looks at the value, and looks at the momentum. And depending on what we think is the risk attributable to potentially different baskets, you have some of these low-risk baskets or lower-risk baskets than the ones like US Tech or Yummy, which could be a bit more volatile.
Right. Okay. Well, thanks, Bhaskar. Thanks for all those fascinating insights into how to get started in robo-investing.
Thank you.
That's a wrap for Money Hacks. We hope you like these latest tips. Now, do subscribe to Money Hacks on Apple's podcast app or on Google Podcasts or even on Spotify, and like us and give us a rating. That was an SPH podcast. Find us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, and streaming on Google Home. Do send your feedback to podcasts@sph.com.sg. You can also check out more podcasts on various topics at straitstimes.com and bt.sg. Any financial or investment information in this podcast is for use in Singapore only and is intended to be for your general information. Any particular investment or decision should only be made after consulting with a fully qualified financial advisor.